introduce some university individuals from the university who are here representing their organizations. From the Senate's conference, we have representing the University Senate's conference, Dr. George Francis. Dr. Francis, if you'd raise your hand, and others do the same as we go through this. Professor of, in the Department of Mathematics at Urbana, representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Dr. Joyce Tolliver, Department of Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese, representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Brian Kay, Professor and Head of Biological Sciences, and from our Springfield Senate, Peter Baltic, who speak to us later today, Professor in the Department of Philosophy. Representing academic professional staff here during the morning session, Konstantinos Yafontis, if you would recognize, Campus Information and Technologies Education Service here at Urbana. And in the afternoon, Kingsley Allen, who will come from the Division of State Water Survey, representing the academic professionals. And representing the University Senate's conference, George, I'm introducing you twice, so raise your hand again, Professor of Department of Mathematics. And Dr. Joyce Tolliver from the Urbana Synth. Brian Kay representing the Chicago, we've done that. And Peter Baltic, Department of Philosophy at Springfield. And we've introduced the two individuals representing the academic professional staff. Just make a couple of comments. I want to focus briefly on legislative matters, both at the federal and state level. At the federal level, I think everyone is well aware of the fact that we're dealing with the reality of sequestration, which became effective a few days ago on March 1st. We don't know, and it may help be some time before we know the full magnitude of the cuts and to which programs will be most impacted, but we know that we will experience some. There is some good news. Pell grants are not impacted, but other student financial aid programs will be, as I understand it. The National Institutes of Health has indicated that it plans to reduce both current grants as well as future grants. And when you consider the point that we're in the federal fiscal year, if those reductions have to come from the remaining months in the fiscal year, it magnifies the impact beyond the percentages that have been discussed in the media on those short periods of time. The NSF director has indicated that only future grants will be impacted, that is, the pool of funds available for future grants. So we're working with our staff in Washington and Lewisburg to get clarification on these impacts. Our current estimates are around $32 million in the next fiscal year to our research enterprise. I am particularly grateful to Trustee Tinkin, who made a trip to Washington recently, and along with four, I think, other UIS students, and spoke with members of the Illinois delegation. And I think the messages that came back to us that was very impactful. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Turning to the state, you heard the governor, some of us did yesterday, and you've probably seen reports of his comments on his budget recommendations. And Mr. Knorr will say a bit more about that in some detail. But the governor's proposal is for a $32.7 million reduction in our budget next year, our operating budget. That will take us down to $614 million. I made the comment at the event last night that in dollars, real in actual dollars, that takes us back to 1995. In inflation-adjusted dollars to 1965. Just as a simple metric, we have doubled the number of students that we serve since 1965. So the state's, if you will, contribution per student is very significantly reduced in these days. We're following very closely legislation related to concealed weapons, and that's been in the news as a controversial topic, of course. But we worry about the safety of our employees and our students. And we have asked, along with our colleagues for the other public universities, for an exception within the statute that would not allow weapons to be concealed on our campuses. And our government affairs group with Kathy Lang in leadership is continuing to work that. I think at this point I'll wrap up, and there may be other items that come up during the meeting that you want to discuss, and we can do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And is Tom Hardy here?
He is.